On guard, ye landlubber.
Sinbad, Lordy mercy, I am dreaming.
Dreams, is it? Give me your hand. Does that feel like a dream? Look!
The bronze horse!
Aye, lad, and there's more. Wonders beyond your imagination. You'll see it all when you sail the seven seas with me and my crew.
Seven seas? Well, I don't know about that, but someday I'd like to go down the Mississippi.
Ha! The Mississippi? That little trickle of water? Come with me and dare to dream. I have seen birds so big they drop eggs the size of your cabin. You could see it too if you come with me. Are you ready?
No, I can't. This is a dream.
Then let's take him, men. The nets, quick, catch him. This way!
I've got him, Captain. Ah, he slipped through my hand.
Out but there, you fools! Throw the nets! Catch this Abraham!
To the bowsprit.
We have you now, young Abraham. You're a strong one and quick. We could use a fighter like you.
But I can't go with you. I have to go to my sister's wedding.
Your sister's getting married? Well, then another time. Another dream. Adieu, young friend. Adieu.
Ah, the age-old debate. What is real? What is a dream? Young Abe Lincoln is dreaming now of his sister's wedding. Well, could I not step into that dream, make 5 years pass, and be a part of it? Now, to have a wedding, you need a preacher. So, maestro, if you please, some dream music? Say August, 1826.
Abraham! Abraham, you better come get dressed for Sarah's wedding.
I'm coming, Mother. I told her I'd do a dance, and by crawdaddies, I'm gonna do it.
Well, if you don't dance any better than you sing, that'll be a sight to see.
Seems like I heard that somewhere before. Well, all right, all you doubting Thomases, make way for Bigfoot Lincoln.
I built me a house and I bought me a farm, looking for a
beloved gather around to consecrate this love they found together in Indiana. If anyone here thinks we should cease, speak up now or hold your peace. Now you say I do.
I do.
And you say it too.
I do.
So by the power invested in me, by the state of Indiana, I now pronounce you man and wife. With your ring and your red bandana. Abe, we've made the funeral arrangements. Oh, I know you'd rather have Sarah here next to your mother. But we've laid off a burying ground next to the Little Pigeon Creek Baptist Church. Brother Noah Gordon give us the land. That's where Aaron wants her laid to rest, with her baby in her arms. Oh, Abe, I know you and Sarah was close. Mighty close.
She was all I had left in this world, preacher.
Oh, but you've got a fine family.
No. No. No, I mean to talk to. She was the only one. The only one I could really, you know, talk to. She took care of me after Ma died. She was a mother, a sister. She was my friend. Now she's gone.
Tragedy and sorrow can bring a man down. But God willing, it can also make him strong. Strong and understanding.
Yes, you've walked that lonesome valley of sorrow before. And now, for many more days, you're going to have to walk it again. Nobody can walk it for you. But Abe, the sun will shine again. It will. And if you let it, you, it'll shine on you. God bless you, Abraham. Bless you. The death of Sarah hit Abe hard. His pensive nature turned darker into melancholy. But then, towards the end of the following year, he was able to find a change of scene. You see, Mr. Gentry had acquired lots of bartered goods at his store. So he decided to build a flatboat and have Abe and Dennis take his goods to New Orleans for sale. Well, just think! A 1,000-mile adventure! All the way from Rockport down the Ohio, then on down the Mississippi to New Orleans!
Steady as she goes there, Captain.
Aye, aye, matey.
Boy, ain't this river something, Denny. Why, there ain't nothing like it in the whole wide world. Ain't it fun to float along this old winding river all the way from Rockport to New Orleans? They said, watch out for the steamboats, the robbers and all the mean folk. But so far it's like being in a dream. Mississippi River, you're the longest, widest river ever was. I sure am satisfied I finally got to ride you. I don't know why, I reckon it's just because you're the Mississippi River. Come on, Denny.
We got beef and pork, wheat and corn, beans and pickled pig's feet. Folks just waiting to buy them everywhere. It ain't hard to find them. Old river just keeps on winding while we lay back and just let it take us there.
Mississippi River,
you're the longest, widest river ever was. I sure am satisfied I finally got to ride you. I don't know why, I reckon it's just because you're the Mississippi River.
Hey, spell it for me, Abe.
What do you want me to spell?
Well, the Mississippi.
All right. MISSISSIPPI.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, huh? Why don't you give it a shot?
I'll give her a shot. MISSISSIPPI. Oh, Abe, I can't do it. Spell it for me again.
All right, but you listen.
Okay.
MISSISSIPPI. You got it?
Uh-huh.
MISSISSIPPI.
I got it!
MISSISSIPPI. Boy, ain't this something, Denny? Well, the entire Western world must be coming right here to trade. Look at all those scooters and sloops. There must be 500.
I'm tired of looking at ships, Abe. I'm hungry. Come on, let's try some of this here French Creole food.
Hey, wait a minute, Denny. Looky there. I think that's a slave market. And that woman. That woman's being separated from her husband. Oh, Denny. Denny, I think that's the saddest thing I've ever witnessed.
That happens all the time, I reckon. But then that's what they're bred for, to be bought and sold.
Like cattle?
Yeah.
But they're not cattle, they're human beings.
Well, no, they ain't. They're niggers. And there ain't no use in getting all riled up about it. That's the way things are.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon so. But I still don't think it's right.
And I tell you, if I ever get the chance to hit this thing, this slavery business, I am gonna hit it hard.
And whip and cut my skin. I curse these locks and chains that give me pain and make it rain cold in my soul. I spit on your chains. I spit on your word. I spit on your high and holy name. Oh no, God, I didn't mean it. Forgive me. They take away my Jenny when they promise they ain't gonna separate us. Is this the ground that your son Jesus trod? Do you hear me? Or are you just a white man's God? Oh Lord, please look after Jenny. She's the most likely woman you ever made. I don't worry about me. I get along. But please, Lord, you know Jenny ain't that strong. Oh, touch her master's heart with mercy. Someday when I die and go to my home on high, way up yonder behind that cloud, I'll stand like a man so proud. Jenny, Jenny and me, we'll be together and we'll be free, free to love you, love each other.
You know, Abe had some stories to tell about that flatboat trip. Speaking of stories, Abe is about to close his Indiana chapter and start writing the next one up there in Macon County, Illinois. So they just sold their farm and the wagons are loaded. Let's hurry along and tell him goodbye.
You know, Thomas, now that the time has come, I kind of hate to leave this place. And you know how Abe feels about it.
I know. But Abe will come around. Where is he?
He's saying his goodbyes.
Goodbye, Sarah. Goodbye, Mother.
Abe, I hate to rush you, son.
It's hard to say goodbye, Pa. But I reckon they'll be going with us, though. In our memories and, well, in our hearts. I'll never forget them.
Has anybody around seen a long-legged boy?
He just might be
the best we've ever had.
Abraham. back grew strong and his hands got rough, his mind began to boil.
He stayed with us 14 years, then moved away to frontiers unknown.
Score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, with malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right. Let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan. If the Negro is a man, why then my ancient faith teaches me that all men are created equal, and that there can be no moral right in connection with one man's making a slave of another. We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Abraham! Abraham!
Well, I guess it's that time. Mary's calling me to supper. Here I grew up. Not much to look at, is it? Kind of an unpoetical place. But it inspired me to write poetry. So I guess part of my heart is still here, and always will be here, in Indiana.
My heart will always be in Indiana, in that Indiana home I'll always long, where sunshine sweeps across the cornfield like a smile sent from God above.
Looking from the prairies where the bright red cardinal trills,
to the beauty of the meadows stretching out to rolling hills,
the memory of my loved ones was this isle of mine.
He just might be the best we've ever had.